Taking a look at the insect season, we're visiting today with P.J. Leash, Department of Entomology, Insect Diagnostic Lab, University of Wisconsin-Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. P.J., what are you seeing this season so far in the Insect Diagnostic Lab?
Certainly a lot of things coming in, but one of the biggest stories at the moment is the mosquitoes. Because with all the rain we've been getting, seems like in the last about 2 to 3 weeks, the mosquitoes have just exploded in the southern part of the state. Doesn't really matter where you are in the state. They seem to be bad this year.
And what can people do about this?
Well, it's the old tried and true methods, using insect repellents like DEET. If it's cool enough and you can manage to have a long sleeve shirt on, those will help keep the mosquitoes at bay. Otherwise, hope for a breeze. If there's a wind about 8 to 10 miles an hour, that'll help keep the mosquitoes at bay.
What other insects are we seeing this summer?
Well, it's a time of the year that the Japanese beetles are out. They can be the bane of existence for a lot of gardeners and landscapers because those beetles will feed on over 300 different types of plants, ranging from rose bushes to birch trees and linden trees and anything and everything in between.
And what do we do about these Japanese beetles?
It depends on the situation. If you have a single prized rose bush and there's not a whole lot of beetles on it, you can go out and simply pick them off by hand or spray them with soapy water. For other cases, there are a number of insecticides available that can be used.
PJ, can you give us an update on the emerald ash borer situation?
Emerald ash borer is an invasive species that was discovered in the state a couple of years back, and so I think it's a case where this year it wouldn't surprise me if it started popping up in more locations throughout the state.
How were insects generally affected by the harsh winter we had last year?
A lot of people thought or maybe hoped that the insects would have been affected by the brutal cold. Now, the thing is, a lot of insects spend the winter down in the soil or in a rotting log or amongst leaf litter, and they were covered by maybe a foot of snow. And we had pretty continual snow cover all winter. And so they weren't experiencing the negative 20 degree air temperatures that we did. It may have been a balmy 30 degrees under the snow. And then certain insects can actually make their own natural antifreeze molecules in their body. And so that can help them survive the winters. The insects weren't affected a whole lot. They're out in force.
PJ, if people are interested in the diagnostic lab or have a question, how do they go about finding you?
We have a recently remade website, and I have information on my site on how to email me pictures. You can also send in physical samples, and we also have a new online question submission form. If you did a Google search for UW-Madison Insect Diagnostic Lab, that should get you to the right spot.
We've been visiting today with P.J. Leash, Department of Entomology, Insect Diagnostic Lab, University of Wisconsin-Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.